Being Youth. I am Adam and I've got with me today Hannah.
Hi.
And Harley.
Hi.
We hope you enjoy our news. Now handing over to Harley.
The chess club is coming along greatly. After watching some of the games, tactics used by the players are much advanced. 2 years ago, I went to one of the tournaments and unfortunately we lost. But this year, I think we have a better chance of getting a medal. Some of the many tactics were getting one pawn to the other end to bring back their queen, destroying all opponents' pieces before ASA killing the king, rid of all powerful pieces, and just checkmate the king. As being a member of the chess club, I'll try my hardest and I hope many others will too. Good luck to the chess club. Now handing over to Hannah.
Thank you, Harley. Education Week is where the parents come to see what their children are doing at school. Many parents came. Senior A and Senior B were doing an activity here. The activities were, if you could choose a deep knowledge unit topic, what would it be? The next one was, draw what you think the perfect classroom looks like. Number three was, imagine you're the Minister for Education and you can decide what gets taught at primary schools. And the last one was, write a letter to the school with all your ideas about how they can make your school a better place. They were the things they could choose from. Quite a lot of parents did come. Now I'll hand over to Adam.
Thank you, Hannah. Hello, I'm here today to tell you about Environ Kids Bel Air. From the start of Term 1, we have been working in hiding. Well, not exactly in hiding, but we have been working during class. We have finally finished planning and we had our first event on Tuesday the 15th of May, which was the pumpkin competition. We will soon be holding other events for the middles and seniors, but we didn't forget the juniors and preps, so we have planned a game for the preps and juniors once a term. Some of the things we'll be doing are planting some trees in the school grounds, going on excursions to do some environmental things, and we'll have some guest speakers. If you want to check out the stuff that we are doing, just visit www.environkids4belair.learningblogs.org. And kids is spelled with a Z at the end, and four is spelled with the number four, and to spell Bel Air is B-E-L-L-I-R-E. Over and out.
That is all for seeing you. Bye for now.
Hi everyone and welcome to Place of the Week with me, Cathy, and Marty. Handing over to Marty.
Hi, we have three contestants who will guess our mystery place. We will give them three clues.
Okay, here we have Hannah.
Hi.
And Harley.
Hi.
We also have Zalmia.
Hi.
Clue 1. This country is above the United States of America.
Clue 2. This country is the second biggest country in the world.
Third and final clue. Ottawa is its capital city.
What do you think, Hannah?
Africa.
What about you, Harley?
Brazil.
What about you, Zalmia?
China.
Great job, Harley. Not quite, Hannah, but great try.
Not quite, Zalmia, but you did really well. Great work, everybody. The place was Canada.
Thank you for listening to Place of the Week.
See ya.
Jess and Maddie.
And this is Personality of the Week.
Today we are going to interview Miss Warren about the Victorian Education Excellence Award for 2007.
How did Bel Air get nominated?
Well, Personality of the Week, Mrs. Eddie actually nominated our leadership team and prepared the actual submission for this award before she headed off to New York. And she nominated the team being myself, Miss O'Loughlin, and also Miss Calder when she was here. Did a lot of work with the leadership team and of course herself as Mrs. Eddy, the assistant principal. She actually filled in an application form and we had to get other people beyond our school to support that application. But she did that because she believed in all the great things we were doing here at Bel Air. And she felt that we were worthy of nominating, and she proved right because we got through to being one of the three finalists. And that means the team of school leaders within a school, for the types of things that they've done to make a real difference to the children in the grade and their learning. So we were nominated for work that we've done in terms of what we call curriculum coaching. And you would have seen Ms. O'Loughlin working out in your classrooms with other classroom teachers, assisting them in learning about how they teach and helping them by giving them tips and ideas to improve their teaching that makes their teaching that much stronger, that benefits your learning and the other children's learning. So that's exactly what our nomination was for the work that we've done around what we call curriculum coaching.
Who went with you to the awards night and why?
Oh, we had fun at the awards night. We went to the Palladium Room at Crown. That's where they have the Logies and the Brownlow. It's like the big ballroom in Melbourne. It has seats about 2,000 people. So it's a huge venue, and they put a lot of effort into making it look absolutely fabulous. The decoration is sensational, and they have lots of entertainment and comedians and people on stage. When we actually went up to the awards night, the leadership team that was nominated went, except for Mrs. Eddy, of course, because she's in New York. So Mr. Lachlan and myself and Mrs. Macon, who's part of our leadership team, came. But we also had Miss Howard, Mrs. Ling, Miss Nan Curvis, and Mrs. Matthews came as well. So there were seven of us that went along, and we had a fantastic night. Got dressed up in all of our glad rags. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, all the young ones did. They looked fantastic, and we really, really enjoyed it. It was great fun.
Do you know how many schools were nominated?
For the Leadership Award, we don't know exactly how many. I believe that there was more than last year, and I did hear that off the grapevine maybe around 19 schools, but I don't know for sure. We were shortlisted to the top three schools, and we didn't win, so we came somewhere within either second or third out of the number of schools that were nominated. So we were very, very happy.
Where did the awards night occur?
Well, I just explained to you before, it was at the Palladium Room at the Crown. And if you ever get the opportunity to go there, it's worthwhile pulling your best party dress out of the wardrobe and getting your hair done and heading up there, because it's a fantastic experience and lots of fun to go to.
Why did you and Miso get chosen to represent Bel Air?
Because as the principal, and of course the assistant principal is overseas, Miss O is a leading teacher, and Mrs. Macon is working within the leading teacher role at the moment. We are the school leaders. So as a leadership team award, it was important that we had our leadership team there.
Thank you, Mrs. Warren, our principal, for participating in Personality of the Week. Bye for now, not forever.
Hello, and welcome to The Sound of the Week. I'm Holly, and here's Kelsey to give you a lowdown on how to play.
What we do is we will get three random people and they will have to try and guess the sound. It's tricky, so listen in closely.
Hannah, Michaela, George, are you all ready?
Yes.
Take it away. George, what do you think the secret sound was?
Multiple people clapping at once.
Hannah, what about you?
Someone tap dancing.
Michaela, how about you?
Someone banging at the door.
Now we've heard what the contestants have to say. Before I reveal this week's sound, I'm dying to know what last week's sound was.
Last week's sound was someone banging on pipes. Now don't keep our contestants waiting any longer, Kelsey.
This week's sound was bin lids. Sorry, contestants. Better luck next time.
Thanks for listening to The Sound of the Week. I'm Holly.
I'm Kelsey.
See you next time.
Hello, this is the Tech Sec. I'm Jay Bazza, and this is my co-host, Jorenz. And we are doing it on Audacity.
Yeah, man, this is how you listen to the map in 60 seconds. First, you had to make a sound using a sound recorder or many more like a podcast.
Well, the way you use it is, step one, first you open it up in student software, then left-hand click on the Audacity option.
Then you have multiple options. We usually go to project/import audio.
Once you have that up, you select what you want. Go to effects, then hit one of the options. It may depend on what you want. Then play with the effects. You can cut things by
highlighting certain parts of the sound wave and hitting delete. Then you can cut out 1. Mistakes.
2. Pauses.
3. And finalizing the work. And use your effects,
clicking the plus to increase your volume.
And if you want to make your volume down, click the minus option. And you partly learned how to use Audacity.
This is Jay Bazza and Jorenz signing off on this week's TechSec.
Hi there, welcome to Word of the Week. I'm Megan and this is Michaela.
Hi.
On Word of the Week, we tell our contestants a word and they have to guess what it means.
Our contestants are Trent.
Yo.
Gabby.
Hi.
And Brayden.
Hi.
The word is bibliophilia. What do you think the word means, Trent?
Oh, I think it's a Bible because of the dart. Sounds like a Bible.
What do you think, Gabby?
A frog. Like a type of frog.
And what about you, Brayden?
A PowerPoint.
Trent, you are close. Gabby, better luck next time. And Brayden, nowhere near.
And the word means a fear of books.
Well, that's all for Word of the Week today. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.